Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart with today's Moment in America. When our nation was not even yet 50 years old, America was already being recognized by the world as a great nation. But the question is why? I'll give you the answer after this important message. In 1831, when French philosopher Alexis de Tocqueville came to America, he had one burning question. Just what makes America great? He spent years touring our nation and talking to our people. He looked for our greatness in our vast world commerce, our matchless constitution, and our public school system, our democratic Congress. But after all of his research, this was his conclusion. He said, America is great because America is good. And if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. You see, the greatness of America is in our own good hearts. But my question today is this. Just what good thing are you doing to help keep America great? Think about it. I'm Jerry Stewart, and that was One Moment in America. Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart with today's Moment in America. In 1787, after our brave patriots had fought to give us our own free nation, things were not going well. It seemed we just might not have a United States at all. But then something happened. I'll tell you that story after this important message. In June of 1787, the first Constitutional Convention was held for our new government. But things were going so badly that some delegates actually walked out. What would happen? But then 81-year-old Benjamin Franklin rose to speak. He said, I have lived, sirs, a long time, and the longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth. God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, it is probable that an empire cannot rise without his aid. And then he suggested that they stop and pray for God's help. And it worked. You see, our very nation today was built on the prayers of our founding fathers. Let us never, never stop praying. I'm Jerry Stewart, and that was One Moment in America. Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart, and this is One Moment in America. Our national bird, the bald eagle, is a grand and powerful symbol of our America. But did you know the bald eagle was almost not our national bird? I'll tell you that story after this important message. In 1776, when the Continental Congress appointed a committee to choose a symbol for our new America, Benjamin Franklin didn't even want to consider the bald eagle. He said it was a vicious predator and he voted no. Instead, he chose, get this, the turkey as our national bird, because the turkey had played a big part in saving our first colonists from starving. But despite Franklin's disapproval, the bald eagle was chosen. Now let's see, America's national bird, the turkey? Nah, I'm Jerry Stewart, and that was One Moment in America.